off our driveway. What happens if he doesn't? Isn't that what happened down Dale Drive? Who forces him to put a fence where he said he was going to put a fence? We haven't talked about, is this a two-story building or a three? He reduced the count of the buildings. Did we go to three stories? And what stops him from going to three stories? 8-foot fence doesn't do much good if it's a three-story high. We have a pool in the backyard, and it faces towards the apartments. That is our backyard. We currently look at deer. How do you block an entire apartment complex to maybe three stories high? So that's my question. If the recourse is only civil lawsuit, it's not fair to put that on us, for us to have to monitor and see and make sure he doesn't ruin our neighborhood and our community. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Is there anyone else?
I'm Dennis Carroll. I live at 190 Deerfield Lane in Branson. My wife Marilyn and I sent an email a couple of weeks ago to both the Planning and Zoning and the Taney County Commission addressing concerns with the rezoning at 1364 Bee Creek Road. Now, one main concern is the increase in traffic on Bee Creek Road. At times it's already difficult to turn onto Bee Creek Road from Deerfield Lane, Honeysuckle Lane, Combs Street, and Wilson Street. If the property at 1364 Bee Creek Road were rezoned to R3 multifamily residential district and Bluebird's plans to build an apartment complex is approved, with the estimated vehicle count increase on Bee Creek Road, it'd be next to impossible to turn left on Bee Creek Road towards town most of the time, and much more difficult to turn right as well. But this also becomes a safety issue. And Bee Creek Road is our neighborhood's only outlet. Other major concerns are drain on electricity, making it less reliable, and the impact of a reduction of water pressure on our neighborhood, the increase in the noise level, as well as decrease in privacy for our neighborhood are also concerns.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Marilyn Carroll, and I also live at 190 Deerfield Lane in Branson. I am opposed to the rezoning request for multifamily housing. I recognize that there is a great need for affordable housing in the Branson area. I am aware of that. As has been stated, I also am concerned about the traffic on Bee Creek Road, not just from an inconvenience of having to wait longer to get onto it, but also from a safety aspect, as has been mentioned, with the emergency vehicles being able to get speedily to where they need to go. Another concern is the drain on our utilities and the possibly low water pressure, as well as possibly less reliable electricity. I do have a question. If on the current plans it does not show that there's any exit on the southeast corner of Bluebird's property, but is that a possibility down the road? Because at the current time it's just showing the entrance and exit on Bee Creek. My concern would be if there was an exit to develop on that southeast corner that would put people onto Kendall Lane, which it's my understanding that Kendall Lane is not maintained by the county, and that would feed them up to Deerfield Lane, and it would ultimately still go on to Bee Creek. But my concern is that those streets are not designed for the additional traffic that might be involved. So I do thank you for your consideration in looking ahead to what is best for the Bee Creek area.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
My name is Paul Rose. I live at 168 Deerfield Lane. My concern is I just don't want to see that thing outside my front door every day as an eyesore, as a multifamily matchbox complex that renters don't care anything about how it looks after they leave when they leave. And my question is, has there been an environmental impact study done on the runoff from that property?
We can ask the owner here in a moment.
What?
We will ask the owner here in a moment.
Because as far as I know, there is not one. And the runoff from that parking lot concerns me because it all ends up in Taneycoma, which is a trout lake. And there'll be a number of cigarette butts flipped out on the parking lot, which will be run down into the lake, which the fish eat and die, of which it has been proven that has happened already. My concern, too, is Bee Creek Road. There's no way to widen it. It's already half tore up as it is after being resurfaced almost 10 years ago. I sit there waiting to get on. The other day I had to wait 5 minutes waiting for traffic to clear so I could get out. Bee Creek Road just can't handle that kind of traffic. I'm concerned about vandalism, property damage, property value going down. I can't afford to move. There's just no way I see that this should happen. If they want to put a single-family home in a single-family home residential area, fine. Multi-complex, no. As it has been stated before, there is property all over the place that has no neighbors around it. Go there. There's all kinds of property available. I don't want the crime in my neighborhood anymore. Because these kind of complexes generate crime. Any questions for me?
No. Thank you. Is there anyone else? Everyone spoke that wants to. Would the owner like to come back up and address?
Or representative.
Pardon?
Or representative.
Yes.
I'll be brief. We've heard a lot of concerns. We've heard concerns about crime. We've heard concerns about vandalism. We've heard, cigarette butts killing fish. And I understand that there are people that live near this planned development that have fears. We all have fears. We all have fears. But the job of the commission is not one based on fear. It is one based on intelligent urban planning. That's what you all do. You make decisions about intelligent urban planning. And this project is an example of intelligent urban planning for all the reasons that were presented to you from those in support of it. Is it in the best interest of the people of Taney County? I believe it is. Are some of the neighbors going to say that it's not in my best interest? They wouldn't be here if they felt otherwise. But there is an absolute need to do something about housing opportunities here in our community. We're talking a significant investment by someone willing to make that difference. There will be a host of development and regulatory processes that have to be followed for this to get approved all the way through to completion. This isn't the end of the applicant's regulation mandates. It's the beginning if this gets rezoned. A lot of the concerns that have been expressed, not everyone, but a lot of them, are going to be addressed in the next phases that come. This is a zoning case. There's a lot more detail, a lot more thought, probably a lot more good ideas that are going to come about throughout this process. You've got an applicant who's willing to listen, who's willing to put his money where his mouth is looking at this as a long-term investment, and has significant connections to this area. This isn't a condo flip. This is building homes for people that can't maybe officially have their own standalone home, but they're going to call their apartment at Blue Mountain their home. So we hope you look favorably on the application. Thank you.
Any questions of him? The papers I had 192 parcels, and it was stated it's dropped down to 172. Is that correct? It's 172?
176.
176? Okay. And the projection for the new cars coming, do you want to come up to the mic? On that, your projection of the new car, the amount of cars to the road, has that changed?
It's come down. I would project a little over a car and a half per unit, so in the 325 car range would be people that live at Bluebird.
So you're still around the four. And you drop from the lower entrance to, you just have the one entrance now.
Yes. And that was Dennis's idea. He thought that where we located that entrance, it gave best line of sight, gives us room to do the acceleration and deceleration lanes, which will be as wide as, you know, one lane of Bee Creek Road is right now, which ends up on our side of the property, obviously. There's a host of trees right on Bee Creek, which we would have to remove really just for line of sight.
Thank you, because it goes without saying, if you put that entrance where you've got it, you're going to remove that huge tree right beside it, because nobody can see it to get out.
And if anybody needs firewood, we'll have plenty. One comment I did want to address, Mrs. Carroll asked about the easement on the southern property line. There is, I believe, between 175 and 151 and 175 Deerfield, there's an easement that is for ingress egress between those two houses, which we would vacate, and if it needs to be done on the record, that's nothing that we would ever want to bring traffic out of our property and onto Deerfield. It doesn't make good sense. So that easement there right there, that would be vacated if it hasn't been already. So we've had some constructive conversations with the neighbors. I met with Randy, and Dennis from MECO Engineering came out. We took a look at his property line. His driveway does go right down the property line, and he's got some big trucks and trailers, and he told you he's got his RV. And I'm willing to give him deed 20 feet wide, and he'll give me back in the back of his property where he doesn't need it, and I don't really use it, but it doesn't make a whole lot of difference. I'm not stacking buildings on top of buildings on this 10 acres, so like I said before, setbacks are 25 feet, and I volunteered 50. So with that, we're able to trade this little 20-foot strip that I own for his little 20-foot strip in the back. My engineer will handle the paperwork. We can record it at the county, and then doesn't matter about what promise I made today because it's done. He'll be able to get any truck, any trailer. He'll have an extra 20 feet that when he sells his home, it's his land to sell.
You would definitely do a 50-foot setback.
So we said 50 foot to the buildings, and then I even said, look, I'll pull my fence back 25 if you just don't want a fence right on the property line.